I have been on curling ice just a handful of times. For someone who has lived their life in this part of the world, I realize how entirely deficient this is, but nonetheless it is the case. My dad enjoyed curling. He played when he had opportunity and would watch when the big events were televised. I often watched with him, as I did with other sports. I can't say I was enthralled, but I liked listening to him comment on strategy. I once took part in a Funspiel to encourage new curlers. The idea was to put a team together with two experienced curlers, alongside two newcomers. Friends asked me to join them for the event and I decided it could be fun. In preparation for it, we signed up for lessons being offered in a nearby town. We watched videos, listened to coaches, and then headed to the ice surface to get instruction in sliding, sweeping, and throwing rocks. I wasn't good, but I loved it. Our team was eliminated following our losses, but not before it served its intended purpose. We had fun and it certainly piqued my interest in the game. Yet it was years before I took to the ice again, this time at a staff Christmas party. Skips were selected and teams drawn at random. Let's just say the luck of the draw did not benefit three of us when we ended up with someone who took the game very seriously. Happy holidays. These days I love to watch the big events to see how the competitive landscape has changed. It used to be that a handful of countries dominated at the world level, Canada being one of them, but other nations have made considerable strides by giving athletes increased access to ice and bringing in coaches from other places to strengthen programs. At the Vancouver Olympics in 2010, China became the first Asian nation to win a curling medal, capturing bronze in the women's event. In Pyeongchang in 2018, South Korea and Japan both took home medals. Italy is looking to 2026 when they host the games, building off their, some might say, unexpected gold in mixed doubles in 2022. The best are getting better and others are pushing them because they are getting better, too. We can do that. By being our best, we can bring out the best in others. I was talking with people who weren't taking in the curling last week but thought they should because they couldn't find much to watch on their streaming services that didn't come with the warning of violence, sexual content or language that may be disturbing to some viewers. They were asking, why aren't we all disturbed by it? Why are we allowing our eyes, ears, and minds to constantly take that in? I like to snack when I watch TV or movies, but there's a point when our bodies say, that's enough. But what about our brains? We probably wouldn't sit and eat a dozen donuts while watching a movie, yet all the while could be seeing dozens of insulting images and a barrage of vulgarities. We would know at what point our stomachs couldn't take anymore, but what about our brains? Where is the point at which we say, stop? When will we ask ourselves what it is doing to our mind, our temperament, and sense of well-being? We are fooling ourselves if we think what we put into our brains doesn't have the same harmful impact of what we put into our bodies. No one is forcing us to watch or read anything that violates our sense of how humanity should act and interact. Yes, it's out there. But we have the choice to be a consumer, or not. We can turn it off. Shut it down. Stop giving clicks to the salacious and those that want us to feed on the consistently vulgar. There is harm to our minds. Harm to our sensibilities. Harm to the well-being of a culture that won't stand up for decency. Curling on the international level has gotten to be a better game because teams are striving to rise to the top. This is the goal we should have for each other. We should strive for better, and not accept the lowest we are being served. Other options are out there. Dollars talk. So let's speak up and put pressure on for better. We will rise, or fall, depending on what we are willing to accept from one another. We can raise the expectation. For me, it's common sense for the common good. That's my outlook.